Hi, and welcome to NWR Newscast, episode 58. I'm your host, Neil Ronahan. After an off week, thanks to Verizon, you jerks.
Boo.
So I'm joined by Andy Gergen.
Howdy, Neil.
Zach Miller. And J.P. Corbin.
Back and better than ever.
Yes, his sophomore debut, because last week was his freshman debut. Mm-hmm. And potentially he could do a junior debut and a senior debut, and then I guess we'll stop with the debuts then.
I think at 10 we have to get you paper. Is that how that works? I don't
know. We'll give you some kind of, like, you did 4 episodes. Congratulations. I think Carl is almost due for that now. He's been on 3. But anyway, today we're going to have a little bit of a shorter show, but we're going to talk about some cool stuff. First, let's go right into the Nintendo eShop, where we've all been playing a lot of virtual console games, including Link's Awakening and Donkey Kong 94. So I guess let's start with Link's Awakening. Has everyone played that game before?
I played the original and the DX version. I owned them both.
I had the DX version back Game Boy Color, but I mean, that's the last time I played it.
I still have the DX version on Game Boy Color.
How about you, Andy?
I have never owned the game, but I have played it through twice in the past. The most recent being my famous Zelda series playthrough, aborted series playthrough, a couple years ago. So I played this game about a year and a half ago or so, so I'm not really anxious to buy it again.
Yeah, I actually have never beaten it. I borrowed a friend's copy like 15 years ago and played through the first couple dungeons. So I'm about, I just got to the 5th dungeon in it, and man, that game holds up incredibly well.
You can tell
that there's some problems that I have with it, like you have to switch items like
all
constantly.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just a limitation of the system, not necessarily like a design flaw. It's like, I mean, you had 2 buttons, start, select, and a D-pad. What else were you going to do?
Yeah.
And
needs
the save system.
Yeah.
It needs a touchscreen, so you can have, 4 buttons that you can use instead of 3.
I think the only real problem I had with the game last time I played through it was that due to the limitations of the hardware, it kind of felt like all the locations sort of blended together to some extent. But it's helped a little bit on the DX version because they can add a little bit of color to help things stand out.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no experience with the original version, though I can imagine losing color would kind of take a little bit away. I'm surprised at how much the color seems to add. Although I did have a lot of problem using the map, and then I realized if you hit A on a square, it'll tell you what the location is.
Yep.
So for the last dungeon, I was like, where the hell is the damn bay? There's water everywhere. Where is this house by the bay? And if you, click the button on the right square, it'll say, house by the bay. And then you go. Once I figured that out, it made things a lot easier.
Neil, have you gotten the level 2 sword yet?
No.
You can get that before you get into Catfish's Maw.
Okay. Well, I just got there, so maybe it'll have to wait.
Maybe.
Where is this level 2 sword?
You have to collect 20 secret seashells.
Okay, I think I might not have 20, but I think I might be close. Maybe I'll go seashell hunting.
And just for our listeners, if you go into the seashell house when you have 5 seashells, you'll get a free one. And you'll also get a free one when you have 10 seashells.
Ooh.
If you go in when you have 10, but not when you have 5, do you get 2 free?
No, you only get one. You only get 2 free total.
Is there a limited number of shells in the game? Like, can you screw yourself by not getting both those free ones?
Oh, no. I mean, if you don't get those free ones, there are other ones.
Okay.
But they're only, once you get 20 seashells, everything else that would be a seashell is a rupee.
Okay. So I have I have sort of a Zelda-related moral dilemma for you guys. Do you guys actually go through the effort, FAQ-free, of finding all the little, hundreds of things in a Zelda game, like all of the insects,
no.
all of the heart pieces, all of the seashells?
I don't have any.
I go exploring to find some, but I never get, obsessive with it.
Yeah,
it seems to me like that's the kind of thing that absolutely kills my spirit in a Zelda game. Like, I get all excited when I find one, but then at a certain point I realize I'm never going to get them all, and then I kind of stop trying.
I mean, what I'll do if I see, a piece of heart or something somewhere, I'll try to get it, but I won't, lose sleep over it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I had to consult a FAQ for the Golden Skulltulas in Ocarina back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that for my playthrough of Ocarina this time on the 3DS, I'm going to do the FAQ and actually, for the first time, get 100% in the game.
Hmm.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
those Skulltulas are hard to find.
Yes, they are.
But I definitely... I do feel the Zelda fatigue a little bit, because I replayed Wind Waker the other month. I blazed through Ocarina of Time for the review, and playing Link's Awakening. I don't know if I'm going to finish Link's Awakening, if it's going to be very short. But, I mean, I'll pick it back up later, I hope. But it's just, I'm getting Zelda fatigue. It's basically, I played Ocarina of Time, and then picked Link's Awakening up right after that.
Understandable, believe me.
But, yeah.
Such a good ending.
The ending of Link's Awakening is probably my favorite ending of a Zelda game. Just because it's so different than all the other ones. I mean,
yeah,
because
all the other ones are basically just like, you just stabbed Ganondorf in the fucking head.
Like, Wind Waker's got a great ending, no doubt about it. And Majora's Mask has got a pretty cool ending, too. Although, Majora's Mask's end of the 3 days is a lot more memorable than the end of the game. Although, the end of the game is pretty memorable, too. Up on the moon. Spoiler alert? I don't know.
I've never played the game, but I knew that that's where it ended.
Yeah. You might not know the specifics, but
you have to kill
also the game has been out
up there, and yeah, it's a whole big thing.
The game has been out for 11 years. I think we can talk spoilers a little bit. I'm sorry, world. It was a Zelda game. If you wanted to play it, you would have played it already.
Anyway, so Link's Awakening. I don't know if I'm going to get it on the eShop. I probably will eventually.
It's a little pricey, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that $5 would be a lot better for the Game Boy Color games as opposed to $6.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening is worth $6. I don't know that there's much else on the Game Boy Color that is.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't set the precedent for other Game Boy Color games.
Well, it seems like it'll be 5 and 6, like the Game Boy games are 3 and 4.
Yeah. I do think that $4 is an absolute steal for Donkey Kong 94.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, it is. There's so much content. I just beat it the other day.
I'd never played the game before, and I downloaded it, and it's fantastic. It's amazing. I love it. You know,
it was one of the first Game Boy games I ever had, and I played it to death. And I mean, just because I have played it through, I mean, I played through it so many times in the 90s that I don't know if I'll necessarily play it through all the way, at least in any time soon on Virtual Console, but having it on there is a wonderful thing because I miss that game.
I love the subtle little funny animations that they do for Mario, like when he hits his face on the ground and his leg twitches.
I also like how they always add new things into it pretty much constantly. Like, they're like every 4 levels, there is some new tweak. It might be something very small that you already figured out, but it's still something new.
Yeah,
I bought the game, but I haven't spent any time in there yet. I've only beaten, like, the first stage, which is, you know, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I wish the Super Game Boy border were available. And the colors.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm not broken up about it because I never played the game with that. I always played it, you know, old school black and white. But it is kind of an oversight.
Old school black and white or green and green?
Oh, I'm not doing the green.
That's the only way to go.
I played Super Mario Land with green for a while, but
put
everything
the border
else I played
on.
The green.
I do like
put
playing.
The 3D up.
I like the Game Boy border because then you can do the 3D up, and I really like
that
effect.
I forgot the button combo for that.
You have to hold Start and Select. Or no, you just have to hold start. I think you just hold start, and then you have to hold it through the entire...
That's really my least favorite part of the 3DS, the start and select buttons. They really could have done that better.
Yeah. Well, with Link's Awakening, that's how you save, at least in the world of the game.
Yeah,
I mean, you can do the save states and stuff. Yeah, but like doing that on the 3DS is ridiculous. I just do it like 10 times and try to make sure it works, but... Yeah.
But yeah, Donkey Kong 94 is friggin' amazing.
Yeah,
and I mean, we'll find out.
It's been hyped up so much. Everybody says it's great, and I've seen that for so long, and I didn't play it until this. It totally lives up to the hype. It's fantastic.
You know, I also want to say that I just saw this on Facebook. Way Forward is actively trying to get Shantae on the Virtual Console.
That is awesome. I would love to play the original. And I'd like to think that, you know, WayForward would be able to do that. I assume they own the rights to the Game Boy Color game. I think it was published by Capcom.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure they own the rights to it.
Well, if they were allowed to make a sequel to it, they must have some kind of way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they might have the IP right to the character, but they might not have the rights to the original game. Mm. But even still, I mean, Capcom seems to be supporting the eShop with Mega Man came out in Japan. So you would assume that... They would be okay with releasing Shantae.
It's weird that we didn't get Mega Man. I mean, that original Mega Man game is so hard. But it's so hard. And what's funny is that Mega Man 2 is so easy.
It would probably be easier now. You get the save state if you want to use that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Better.
I definitely would be, because that was one of my hardest. Playing that as a kid is that you kind of have to do it all in one go.
Yep.
If I do remember, there might have been a password.
I think there were passwords. There were passwords because I remember memorizing the Wily password so that I'd never have to play the rest of it again. But yeah,
well,
good game.
I just think with North America they're doing it that slow clip, because in Japan you just had this big dumping of games, whereas
definitely.
In North America and Europe we've been getting, you know, we had like the three games at launch, and now it's been, you know, a game. I hope it picks up more than that as time goes on.
I'll be interested to see what they bring out on Thursday.
Yeah, you'll likely know before us, listeners, and we might be talking about this next week.
I wonder, like, if at
DuckTales.
A certain point. Oh, God, that'd be cool. I wonder if at a certain point, like, DSiWare's got to have a shelf life, right? Like, they're not going to keep bringing DSiWare out forever.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious, what that will change into, like, a 3DSware service or something like that.
I think 3DSware is confirmed not to exist. It'll just be, like, 3DS downloadable titles. But
sure.
I think what'll happen with DSiWare is that we're basically just going to see everything come out over the next couple months. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Free Four Swords will be like the last hurrah for DSiWare.
That could be right.
I hope
I think that's September.
I hope they switch to the 3DS games, because those can be loaded onto the SD card. Okay.
Yeah,
Nintendo
no doubt.
Lacked the foresight to let people run DSiWare off the SD card, even through some sort of hack like they did on the Wii. So I've had to clean out my fridge on my 3DS already.
But you can't?
No, it runs off the internal memory. And only
DSiWare games are the only thing you can download from the eShop that can't be run from an SD card. Everything else runs by default from the SD card, but DSiWare games have to be on internal storage.
I mean, I don't doubt you. It's just that I've noticed when, like, I'll boot up my system and it'll take a little while for my DSiWare games to load. I assume that was because they were
no.
on the SD card, but
nope.
That's
I don't know what
stupid.
That's about, but it's not that at all.
Well, my virtual console games do that too.
But they take that little while to load?
Yeah.
Everything
yeah, I mean, that's why
load,
I assume
yeah.
it was from the SD card, because maybe it just took, like, you know, a second to load or something, but that's dumb.
Hard to argue with that. No, yeah, it's silly. So it'd be nice if the DSiWare eventually kind of came to a close, if for that reason alone, really.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you could think maybe somebody would say, well, you'd reach everybody with a 3DS and with a DSi if you put it on DSiWare, but I have to imagine the kind of people who were buying DSiWare probably bought a 3DS early on.
There were a lot of people that bought DSiWares, though. I mean, DSiWares, DSis, and I think
well,
there might be more people
DSi's,
than that, but still
the kind of people who were actually
the people
buying
who use
DSiWare.
Yeah. I think they need to start releasing compelling things for exclusively for 3DS, and those things are not Excitebike and Pokedex. Those kind of things are Mutant Muds, which
Pokedex
is that game for Medicaid Kid.
Kind of, I don't know. It's
not
something.
Good.
It's something I feel like I have to check on three times a day, and there's just not a lot there.
Did you guys get? I never downloaded Pokedex.
I
have no interest
either.
In it. But I got. It appeared on my.
Yeah, they automatically download it through Spot Pass.
Right.
They didn't download it. They downloaded an ad for it. Basically, they downloaded a menu icon that said, "Hey, you should go get this."
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah,
like,
a notification for it. Yeah.
That's
funny.
Not okay with me to be putting advertisements on my like home grid. Like that's kind of
that's
not okay
funny.
With me.
Let's move on to our next topic, which is the big release this summer. The entire summer. It's the only big release. That is The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D.
Whoa.
Which is my review is up on the site. Jared's whirlwind video review, which he managed to do in less than 24 hours. He's a god among men. That's up
that
as well.
That was a good video. That video convinced me to get the game, Neil.
Ooh.
Because
it my dulcet
looked
tones?
So much better. I didn't think it looked it that
really
good.
It really does.
It really does. I mean,
it really does.
You look at some of those screenshots early
game.
On, and it's like, I don't know, but once you play it and you see it in motion, it looks fantastic.
I mean, Link himself looks completely different.
Yeah.
Everything
I mean, definitely
just...
his character got the most love and care. Some of the other characters, I mean, they got updated, but not that updated, and just the landscapes look
so
much better.
I love how the really high texture mapping on the climbable surfaces. That's really nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
That always blended in really badly before. Now you can see
a lot
really
of this
clearly.
Stuff that was just clearly just a texture and not anything polygonal at all. Everything. I mean, even you look. I just started the game tonight, and I was playing through Kokiri Forest. And you look, you go into all those houses, and it's all polygonal now.
They have stuff in them.
The camera's still fixed where it was in the original game, but it's not pre-rendered like it used to be.
Yeah.
Which it's subtle.
It just
but
looks
it's
so
neat.
Good. And it really proves to me that, like, you know, kind of a theory I've had for a long time, as opposed to, you know, games from the 3D games from the late 90s and how they hold up. And that
not
the
well.
Nintendo games are, yeah, well, most of them don't. But a lot of those Nintendo games, like your Zelda and your Mario 64, do they look great by today's standards? But you can do an upgrade like this. And because the game wasn't so focused on, like, look at the FMV video that we have.
Yeah.
You know, they can be updated much, much easier. I mean, this was still a lot of work went into this, obviously. But they functionally don't look that bad.
You think I'm wrong in suggesting that Mario 64 actually holds up graphically better than Ocarina of Time on the N64?
No, nope, not at all.
I would agree
Mario
with that.
Mario 64 was much simpler.
Yeah,
it's not trying to do as much detail as Ocarina of Time did.
Yeah.
So you're not worrying about textures as often.
Yeah. But it's great
I'm
for
I'm not saying
that
I
game.
Want them to re-release Mario 64 in 3D.
I'm saying that.
I'm just saying.
I'm definitely saying that.
They're doing it with Luigi's Mansion. I mean, they're making a sequel.
I mean,
I want Majora's Mask. After playing this Ocarina of Time.
I've never played Majora's Mask, and it would be a great way to do it.
It is a kind of funny thing that,
Portable
like,
Wind
we
Waker
don't really so much want
mind.
A new Zelda. We don't so much want a new Zelda on 3DS as we want them to remake Majora's Mask and Wind Waker.
I want both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want them to make Zelda 2 Rebirth on DSiWare.
Well, you got Andy
3DSware.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm all over that, Zach. But I figure, like, Majora reused a lot of the Ocarina, like, assets. Like, almost all of the Ocarina assets were used in Majora. There's no reason you couldn't just basically apply this texture set to Majora and be almost done already.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's the whole mapping it into 3D, and I'm sure that's not, like, inconsequential. But, like, really, you've made most of the game already, so there's no reason not to just go all the way.
I mean, let's get real here. What the hell else is Grezzo gonna do? Just make them, like, consistently making 3D remakes of Zelda games. Just do
Absolutely.
It.
Mario.
What are they going
to
do, make Line Attack
to
Heroes 2?
Mario 64 too? Again. I know that sounds horrible, but I would. Just to have it, you know, I don't even care so much about the 3D, just to have it portable with analog control.
Yeah.
You know, that video on the eShop of Star Fox actually looks pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that game looks great in action. After
really
playing
Star
it at E3,
Fox 64 is one of my
totally
all-time favorites, and I can't wait for that.
Well,
you know
what's
still the messed up thing about that? We actually reached out for comment to Nintendo. Hopefully we'll hear back before this episode goes up and you'll know what the story is. But Star Fox 64 3D is coming out on September 11th.
Yeah, that's
which
a little
is the
messed
10th
up,
anniversary
right?
that
of September 11th.
Didn't see
what the
that.
Hell?
Because they can't have
How?
Actually seen that and okayed it, so that it just completely slipped their mind, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, what day is that? Is that a Sunday?
It's a
or
Sunday. Yeah, I mean, it's their typical Sunday release, but it's just the
just
fact that it's on 9/11, the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
If you complain enough, they'll release it a week earlier.
There you go. Yeah.
On the other hand, it hasn't been September 11th for, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, it's a 10-year anniversary
of
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, in all honesty, it is just another day, but it's the 10th anniversary that kind of makes it sting a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it is. If it was any other game, it wouldn't be a big deal, but, like, the first level of that game, you can crash into a building and take it down.
Yeah.
You gotta be pretty bad at the game to do that, though.
You have to hate freedom to do that, is the problem.
Oh, you know, I don't know why I'm reminded of this, but I really like the gyroscope aiming in Zelda.
Oh, I do too.
It's great.
I had to stop the game to do something else just after getting the slingshot, but I really like that. I think it worked really well.
I mean, it is the kind of thing. I like it for fine-tuning stuff, and also just kind of like free look is a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate that you have to turn the 3D off to do it, though.
Well, see,
I haven't had to do that.
I can't see the 3D, so I always play with 3D off. So I didn't even notice that.
I mean, the second you move the 3DS away like it's not that you can't turn it on. It's just that it becomes hard to aim when you can't see anything.
That's very
unfortunate.
True.
It's just a drawback of the way the 3D works. There's not much you can do about it. And I mean, I think the 3D look is a successful enough implementation of that feature that there's not really a problem with just, you know, temporarily turning the effect off, doing your aiming, and then going back.
Yeah.
Well, kind of taking a brief tangent from that, we can come back to Ocarina if we really want to, but just on the gyroscope control thing. The really great thing about the implementation in Ocarina of Time 3D is that it's, you know, optional and it's not constant. There's a game that I just posted the review of today, Cubic Ninja,
mm-hmm.
which takes full advantage of the gyroscope in it, and that's the main control scheme. But Cubic Ninja is a game that's it looks like it's really cool. Because you have, like, the depth of field where, like, you can go forward and backward into the screen, so to speak, and left and right. But because the gyroscope controls are the default, you can't turn on 3D while doing this. Also, it won't work. There is an option that actually I think the IGN review went up without ever discovering this option. but there's an option tucked away where you can turn on the circle pad, and then you can, you can have the 3D, and the game looks a lot better with the 3D, and I think it's one of the better uses of it because, you know, you can, there is depth to that world, and it's important to the game. But the game still kind of controls as if the circle pad is just the system and you're moving it like a gyroscope. So it still kind of sucks. That game is a total mess.
we're going to get experimental stuff like that early in the system's life.
Yeah.
Happened with
DS. Were a lot of DS games that made terrible use of the touchscreen.
Not
Canvas Curse. I'm still waiting on Canvas Curse 2.
Yeah. Well, we have Kirby Mass Attack coming out.
That looks like March of the Kirby Minis.
The problem with Canvas Curse is that Canvas Curse sort of like relies on the touchscreen use, and the 3DS kind of relies on the top screen. So
yeah.
I'm not sure how you could really do Canvas Curse on the 3DS without just sort of having a placeholder logo in 3D on the top screen.
Rotating Kirby.
There you go.
In 3D,
it'll be like the Pokédex, but just Kirby.
There you go. That's a fantastic idea.
I mean, man, that Pokédex, seriously, I feel like it's a chore. Because I do want to get all 150 Pokémon, but it means I have to turn it on 3 times a day.
It's not worth it.
It's not. Just give up. So, are you guys going to play through Ocarina of Time 3D to completion?
Hell yeah.
I probably will.
Are you going to jump right into Master Quest afterwards?
No.
No. God, no.
No.
I haven't beaten the game since the N64 version. I owned it both times on the GameCube. I owned it on the Virtual Console, but I never finished it on those. I only finished it on the N64. So this time I intend to finish it on this version.
Yeah, that was the great thing about the reviews, that it kicked my ass to finish that game, because I haven't beaten it in like over 10 years. And
I don't remember if the GameCube bonus disc Master Quest was mirrored.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either. I remember starting it.
The more damage are the two things that are different.
Yeah. That'll be great.
And then they have that whole boss gauntlet, which is kind of cool if you're really into fighting the bosses in that game. Because, like, they do have, if you beat every boss once in either mode, then you do, like, a gauntlet where you go through everything with limited refills of items and hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
Which makes it really challenging, but it's ultimately, I don't care.
Well, the problem with both the Master... The problem with the Master Quest is locked from the beginning. The problem with the boss rush is you don't get anything for doing really well.
Exactly.
You know, with a Castlevania game, they always have boss rushes, and you get really cool items for doing well in them. And, you know, Nintendo's philosophy with all their games has always been, you know, playing is its own reward, and I agree with that, but for some of these extra things that they want you to play, you know...
Even if it was like concept art or something, like that would have been fine.
That would have been great.
Been
I would have loved to see concept art from the original game.
Scanning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, or a 3D model. 3D models on the top screen.
On the 3DS, that's something at least.
That is a reward.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But, that's Ocarina of Time 3D.
Go buy it if you like Zelda. It's really good, guys.
Just everyone out there, it's really good.
It makes me, like, when I play this game, it sort of makes me, like, reflect on the other handheld Zelda games we've had, and like how much bigger of a game this is than other, you know,
than Link's
Zelda
Awakening.
Games. And like, well, I'm specifically thinking like, man, compared
Spirit
to Phantom, like Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks.
Oh
this
yeah,
is like, this is like something else. This is like amazing.
Yeah, like Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass still feel like side stories to me.
They are.
Like, those aren't real Zelda games. They're posers.
I own Phantom Hourglass because I got it cheap somewhere, and it's sitting in my backlog, and
just burn it.
I'm probably never going to play it. I have so many
I wasn't a big fan of Phantom Hourglass, but I liked Spirit Tracks a lot. But even still, like, it didn't feel like... It felt like I was playing, like, a short game. It's not like I was playing a real Zelda game, so to speak.
Well, I think Link's Awakening is more... fuller Zelda game than Phantom Hourglass.
That feels like a complete Zelda game.
And I really don't.
Even
you know,
Minish
people...
Cap feels really short. Speaking of my Zelda fatigue, I've also played Minish Cap in the past couple months.
How do you like that?
I liked it a lot. It's just really short.
Yeah,
I didn't play any of the handheld ones. I played Link's Awakening and I played the whole way through it, and it's my second favorite Zelda game. I love it. And then I owned one of the Oracle games. I can't even remember which one, but I never finished it. And
I have one of those.
I can't wait for the inevitable release of the Oracle games, because I never played either one.
Minish Cap was the first Zelda game that, when I was playing through it, I felt Zelda fatigue, like, while I was in the middle of the game. Like, I finished it, and I didn't hate it or anything. I just got really bored with it really quick. I think they'll like, because more than any other Zelda game, it's like a big collectathon with the Kinstone thing.
It is.
Yeah.
You have to go and talk to every single, not only do you have to talk to every single person in the game, you have to talk to them with the alternate talk button, which gives you a Kinstone. Because there's a talk button and a trade button.
Right.
And they're different.
Yeah.
I got all the Kinstones but one, and it drove me friggin' crazy.
That's insane.
And it's because there are some Kinstones you can only get at certain times during the game.
I know that's like a intrinsic part of Zelda games, but it's like my least favorite part of every Zelda game ever is like the thing where you feel like you're not playing the game right because you didn't search every corner of every part of every
area. I agree.
I mean, I love Ocarina of Time. I love it so much, but I never got anywhere close to all the Skulltulas, and I didn't even try. I just kind of ignored them.
Yeah.
The only part of Link's Awakening I don't especially like is that long ass trade thing.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't really do any of it, and then I found out that I had to, and then had to just go burn through it.
Yeah, you have to do about two-thirds of it, but if you do the other third, you get the boomerang.
Oh, okay. Does the boomerang really add anything?
The boomerang is the best weapon in the game, without a doubt.
Okay.
And it makes Eagle's Tower very easy.
Because I don't feel like being a thief, I still need to get, like, 50 more rupees for the damn bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah, that takes forever to get.
Yeah,
I think they do that purposefully so that you know, you can only get it at a certain time in the game.
See, I would love to play Link's Awakening again, but I didn't start it yet, and now I've got Ocarina of Time, and so I'm not even going to start Link's Awakening until I finish Ocarina of Time. I've already got a backlog on the 3DS, which is crazy. It's only been out for a couple of months.
Yeah, and I just sent you another one,
JP. I know,
JP,
I got that today.
You're getting my copy of Steel Diver.
I got that today.
Oh, damn.
And so now that in Ocarina of Time, I own 7 3DS games, which sounds nuts, because there really shouldn't be 7 games worth playing, and there aren't, because a couple of the ones I own probably aren't worth playing, but...
Yeah. I mean, as someone that's reviewed my fair share of 3DS games, at this point I own Ocarina of Time, Pilot Wings, Street Fighter IV, and Ridge Racer, and the Cartoon Network game, which I still need to play more of. And then I have, you know, games that I'm trying to get rid of, like Ghost Recon.
I saw today, I got an email from Amazon, because I bought Ocarina of Time 3D through Amazon, and I got the email saying, oh, you've got $20 worth of credit to put toward a 3DS game, but only a 3DS game and only a certain set of them. So there's nothing there that I want. There's nothing there worth paying the other $20 for.
Because you already have
everything. I
don't know. You know, it's funny about Street Fighter 4. You know, last week me and Andy were bitching about Street Fighter 4 on 3DS, and then almost the very next day, I saw it at the end cap at Target, Super Street Fighter 4 for PS3 for $14. I was like, well, this is going to be the way to play it.
Hard to turn down for $14.
Yeah. So I picked it up, and I immediately regretted it when I put it into the system. I started training mode, and I was like, God damn, I need a stick for this game.
That's why I like the 3DS version a lot, because of the damn touchscreen buttons, because it makes it more fun for me. And really, at this point, like, I don't really play online. Maybe at some point, since I know other people with the game, I'll play online, but I doubt it. But I just like doing, like, regular versus matches against the computer, because it's enough of a challenge for me, and I just kind of like screwing around with the game. It's fun to me. It's not something I'll put hours and hours into, but it's something that I enjoy doing.
I've never liked
any of you guys take advantage of that Toys R Us sale?
The Amazon thing.
No.
I got Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat for $50.
Not a bad deal.
That's nice haul.
Right? I'm probably going to start using the Redbox for video games, because now you can do
that. I did that.
Yeah, I heard about
what'd
that.
What'd you get?
How much of a selection do they have?
Very, very poor.
Yeah,
it's very, very poor right now, but that's only because it literally started last Friday.
But it's only, like, you can only do it one a day, right? I mean, you have to return it right away?
No, I mean, you can keep it out as long as you want. It's just $2 a day. And, I'm pretty sure, like, theoretically, if I went tomorrow morning and took one out, I would just have to return it by 9 p.m. the next day. So almost have, like, two full days.
It's nice.
The thing is,
I want Shadows of the Damned to come out to one of the red boxes near me, because I want to get that game. I might, like, try L.A. Noire or Mortal Kombat.
I would love to see L.A. Noire on one of those.
Yeah, there is one.
Get there,
is there?
Yeah, I mean, at least from what I looked, like, they have a limited list on the website. You'll have to check to see if there's one in your area, but the ones near me all have L.A. Noire
and Mortal Kombat. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I saw that they had games. I didn't have time to look at it, but I saw the one that said, oh, now with games.
I grabbed You Don't Know Jack for Xbox. And
that's on it, too. I'm going to check that out.
Like an hour of it, and thought, yeah, I have my $2 worth. And
I used to have Gamefly, but then I realized I have far too many games that I own and haven't played. I can't justify spending $15 a month to have more.
Yeah, no doubt.
Andy, is it just me, or is your main character in L.A. Noire kind of a dick sometimes?
Probably. You're forgetting that I only played the game for, like, three hours or over a weekend. I mean, it's funny because, like, he goes in to try to play good cop, and then you push a different button, and he's, like, a complete dick in the same conversation.
Right.
He's, like, bipolar is the problem.
The thing is,
hey, Zach, what system did you get Mortal Kombat on?
PS3 for Kratos, baby.
Cool. If I rent it from the Redbox, maybe I'll get that, and we can play online.
Hell yeah, we should also play Portal 2 online.
Now, maybe I'll try to rent that, too.
That's an excellent co-op game.
I haven't put either game in the system yet. I have quite a backlog. I
bought the PC version of Portal 2 because it was on sale on Amazon for $30 for the box copy. And I'm like, it's not going to be that cheap again for a while, so I picked it up.
Just wait until Valve gives it away for free.
I got Portal 1 for free when they introduced Steam for Mac.
I wish it came with Portal 1 because I still haven't played that. And it's 1,200 Microsoft points, not 800.
That sucks. Oh.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's
worth
it.
I think that's a newscast, guys.
Yeah, why not?
Definitely. Right.
Yeah. Next week we'll probably be talking about whatever crap came out on the eShop, and maybe some news.
Let's
pray for DuckTales.
Maybe news.
That would be awesome. I doubt it'll ever happen, but maybe, just maybe, pray hard enough.
Just so you know. Huh? It's like 3 weeks until NCAA Football 12 comes out.
Oh, man.
We're just buying it just this so you guys year. I'm looking forward to it. We got to play the online dynasty.
What console are you getting for, JP?
360.
Okay, good.
I saw it. That was on the end cap, too, Andy, the 11, NCAA 11. I thought of you.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah. We'll have to bust out those copies and talk about it, guys.
Yeah. I got the NCAA 09 for Wii, and it's not that good. But I'm thinking I may do maybe not a review of it, but like sort of a...
A feature on
where the system ended on Nintendo.
Yeah.
On Wii.
We
will talk about that in the future, guys. And until then, later.
Later, everyone.
Bye.